Authoritarian medicine. Doctors are usually nice guys and reasonably competent. But logic is not their strong suit. I'm 76 years old, and I have two doctors. They have both been very helpful within the limitations of our coercive political system. But doctors, collectively, have a lot to answer for. Their support of the drug war is one major blot on their record. But the whole concept of prescriptive medicine is worse, and occupational licensing is worse still. Each one of these constricted practices interferes with the free market for medicines and medical services. Prescriptive medicine and occupational licensing drive costs up and quality down. I view the medical profession's support for these coercive policies as an upfront violation of their oath to do no harm. Prescriptive medicine has had disastrous effects on the quality and availability of health care all over the world. But it may well be worse in the USA than anywhere. Occupational licensing has been a disaster for everyone, but it has hit medical patients very hard and hasn't been very good for doctors either. People used to speak of doctors with respect. The medical profession in the USA is a rolling disaster. In the world, the USA is third in healthcare spending and 51st in the number of doctors per 100,000 people. To put the icing on this devil's cake, we added Obamacare, which is so terrible it is causing the medical system to go into a state of near collapse and also crippling our entire economy. This was all brought into focus for me a few days ago when I got a prescription for 60 erythromycin pills. I went to the Rite Aid to fill the script, and they wanted $980. My Obamacare recommended drug insurance does not cover the cost. Now you might think that erythromycin is some recently discovered miracle drug that cost the pharmaceutical industry billions to develop. But that is not the case. It was discovered in 1952. And since it comes from a microbe that is relatively easy to culture, the development cost was minimal. There were some issues with getting it past the acid in your stomach, but that was solved long ago. Wikipedia says the wholesale production cost of erythromycin is from 3 to 6 cents a dose. So I tried to shop around and find a better deal. But I was stymied by the fact that the big drug chains don't publish their prices for antibiotics. Apparently, you actually have to go to a doctor and get a prescription for a particular drug at a particular pharmacy to find out what the drug will cost at that pharmacy. No wonder the market for drugs in the USA is such a mess. Next, I checked into buying erythromycin online from a Canadian drug company. I found companies that claimed to be able to fill the script for under $50. But I wanted to check to see if they were real businesses or just a website that would take your money and ship nothing or junk. I found websites that would say other websites were fraudulent, but then how was I to know who was telling the truth? Finally, I hit on the idea of checking Consumer Reports. Not that I have a great deal of trust in Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports led me to a Canadian government-sponsored online pharmacy ranking website. Of course, I don't have a great deal of trust in the Canadian government either, but I proceeded anyway. Their site does not have a list of approved online drugstores, but it will let you check one site at a time. I checked 3 sites, all of which were not approved. The information about why they were not approved was ambiguous at best. When I went to check the 4th site, I got a message that said I would have to wait 43 minutes until I could check another site. At that point, I gave up. There is no real drug market on the North American continent. Instead, we have a monopolistic, state-sponsored drug racket that makes the old-time snake oil salesmen look like saints. Our whole political and medical system is rotten from the bottom up and from the top down. If we reform one part of the system, that reform will make some other part of the system fail. It is very much like a really old and poorly constructed building, filled with rats and mold. It's like an old building that can only be made usable by completely destroying it and rebuilding it from the bottom up. If we didn't have prescriptive medicine and occupational licensing, a person would be able to go into any drugstore and buy any drug quickly and efficiently. It's true that foolish people might come to harm by misusing drugs, but putting foolish people in charge of prescriptive medicine has not improved the situation. Without prescriptive medicine, we would have a large selection of vendors instead of the few giant chains that are now pursuing ever more monopolistic and predatory marketing practices. There would be a lot of manufacturers. We would be able to compare prices openly and easily, and we would be able to apply the internet rating techniques that have been so successful in more transparent markets. We could select both doctors and drugs with a reasonable expectation that we were operating on real and true information. The medical establishment has been supporting the kidnapping for ransom and slave labor of people who want to use cannabis. Compared to many prescription drugs, cannabis is harmless and effective. Meanwhile, the medical establishment has been making huge profits by selling such obviously flawed products as tranquilizers that had death as a possible withdrawal symptom. Vioxx, which increased the risk of heart disease and stroke. Anticholinergics that shrink people's brains. And many other flawed products. The medical establishment has even prescribed Ritalin for children who do not fit into their specifications. The medical establishment has embraced industrial strength, hypocrisy, and corruption. We all do our best to keep from getting ripped off, which is a good thing. But we also need to not participate in ripping off other people. If enough people refuse to participate in this kind of destructive politics, the system will fail, and we can essentially replace the government with the internet. We can replace the current system based on authoritarian deceit and conflict with a system based on freedom, fairness, and conflict resolution. Just say yes to fairness, freedom works. just say no to tyranny, medical and otherwise. Slavery sucks.